We're going to continue in chapter Lamed Beis. That's chapter 32. We're going to do subsection 25. Now, you know that there are two types of mems. There is an open mem and there is a closed mem. The end mem, when it's on the end of a word, it's called, in Yiddish, they call it a shloss mem, which means a closed mem, in the Hebrew, they call it a mem sofit, mem that comes at the end. But no matter, it's called an open and a closed mem. The reason why it's open or closed, because open is there's a little space over there at the end, at the left side, with the bottom and the left leg, over there is a little open. That's called a pesucha. So what happens, the law he discusses in this seif, that mem pesucha, if you have an open mem, that the opening has been sealed. There was a ink or something went and closed it. So in that case, it is not going to help you to scrape away that piece that connects, the connecting, and to open it up. Because again, mipnei shehu kichok toiches. We learned earlier, it's like engraving on the inside and the outside so that the letter becomes. We learned before, letters have to be formed by writing, not by removing the outside. So if you have, let's say, a blotch of ink on the paper, and then you go ahead and you scrape off the white part and you make it a white inside and you make a shape of a letter so that the letter has come into existence by removing the ink, that's not a qualified way of writing. The Torah, we learned earlier, the Torah says you have to write it and not to scrape away. So in this case, by opening up the mem, you're not writing a mem. What you're doing is you're removing a ink, and all of a sudden you got a letter in front of you. That would not be a qualified letter, because umata kanto. So what do you do to fix it? Now again, we have a problem because the sofer is writing, and he has to be able to continue writing. He can't continue writing. So how do you go about to fix that problem? So he says the way to fix it is ligroim kol hachartoim. So you are going to scrape away the entire nose, basically the entire left side of the mem. So v'tishoer v'tzuras nun kifufa, so that you now have a folded nun. Again, just like by the mem, the nun sofit, or the langer nun, as they call it, the long nun, that's the long one that comes at the end of a word. The folded nun, which is called the regular nun, so when you scrape off the left side, the entire chartum of that mem, now you have just a nun there. And then, and then you should write that which you have scraped away now, because you scraped away the entire side. So now you rewrite it. And of course, you don't connect it now. Now you keep it open, but you rewrite what you scraped away. So, but one can argue, but still, part of the letter is already there from before, because the nun, how did the nun come here? So basically, a mem is made up of a nun, and then you put the left side in there, which makes it into a mem. But in this case, how did you get the nun? You got the nun by scraping off. So he says, "Ve'ein bazeh mishum chok toiches." This would not disqualify it, because saying that you got that letter by scraping away and not by writing it, although you had not scraped away the entire shape of the nun, b'chazer v'kasim b'chadosh, and you didn't go back and write it anew. So l'fshatzuras hanun nase mitchila b'hechsher, because that shape of that nun to begin with was done kosher. So you had a kosher nun there, because that's the way you write a mem. You write first a nun, okay? So then that's kosher. But then what happened is el shenifsel ha'ois b'negiyas achartum. But why was the word, this letter, became disqualified? It's not because there's something wrong with the nun. It became disqualified because the left side, the nose, the left side touches now. L'chein dai, therefore it's sufficient, k'shekoyrer achartum, when you scrape away the chartum, the nose, that left side, and you write it new. You don't have to rewrite the whole letter. So you have to go back to the spot in which it was already kosher nun, which was a letter by itself. Then you messed up the letter, you scrape that away, you write it, and it'll be okay. That would apply to a mem. But what happens, because this mem is made up of two letters, basically, of a nun and a chartoim. It's made up. But let's say, avol reish shekosvo kemin dalet. Let's say you have a reish which is the top is circular, it's like a rounded, and you made it like a dalet, the leg doesn't quite come out from the edge, it comes out a little bit, the top goes a little bit beyond the leg, the right leg. So if you wrote a reish and you made it an adalet. So now the question is, how do I fix this letter? So earlier the Alter Rebbe said you can't just scrape away that extra piece from the dalet to make it back into a reish, because then your reish has been formed by scraping away. That's chok toiches, and it's not been formed by writing it that way. You can't just scrape away and create that letter. You must write the letter. But in this case, he allowed before, what he told you to do is, if you want to make it a bigger round, you want to thicken this whole letter and round it out again, that you can do. But what happens in this case? So he says, yesh lahachmir v'loimar. So in this case, we can be stringent to say, "Sheloi daik sheyigrer hayerech levad." It should not be sufficient for the person to just, let's say, take away the whole leg, erase the leg, and rewrite the leg. So now, let's say the leg is a little bit moved inside, so that the roof is over, the dalet is over it, and then, so what you want to do is you want to erase that leg and write the leg at the edge, so it'll be erased. Or you want to erase the roof and leave it there, and then do the whole. In other words, in this case, you just want to erase one section instead of erasing the entire word and rewriting the entire word. So he says, "Yesh la'achmer v'loimar." We should be strict and say, "Shelo yidayk sheyigra hayerech levad." It's not sufficient just to scrape off just the leg alone, or hagag levad, just the roof alone. And he should go back and write it anew, just the leg or just the top. Because he says both were done wrong, not qualified. By the mem, the nun was kosher. But over here he says both parts, the top part and the leg, were done in a disqualified way. Why? Because this is the way that the scribes do it. First they write the roof, the top part. Then they go and pull the leg, the side, on the bottom. So it turns out Shagam Hagag Nase Bepisel. So it turns out that also the roof itself has been done in a disqualified way. Why? Because if it's a reish, it doesn't have to have that back piece, that tag, he calls it, that the dalet has. Because now it has a piece on the back, so that's for sure already disqualified. And it goes without saying, so certainly the leg, if he's just going to erase the top, the leg, that was made after he made the dalet on the top, then he wrote it, so it means that the whole writing was no good. That's why by the dalet he has to erase both. He can't just erase one of them. So he says, so why is he hesitating over here? Seems quite clear. Because one can say, that one can argue, one can say, that even if you're just erasing, let's say just the top, or just the side, so what's left over here, once you erase the top, or once you erase the leg? There's no shape, there's no letter there at all, it's just a line over there, there's no letter. So now when you are going back and you're writing that which you have erased, it's as if you're writing the letter in the first time. So one can argue and say, if there is nothing there, so it's not like it's being there, it's as if I'm writing it in the beginning. I have a line which means nothing, and now I'm having another letter. Alpha became ain lahokel. It shouldn't be lenient. L'shar mu'uma mina ois, to leave anything with the letter. Kivon shekula nasi bepisel, since it was done on a disqualified way. Sha'av shagak kula nasi behechsher. So though that the roof itself was done kosher, raka ribu shema'achrav, it's only that square in the back, that tag, the dalet, that square part that makes it into a dalet. Bilvadu apostle mekol makoyim. So he's saying, maybe just erase that piece over there, because the rest, but he says we can't make a distinction between the back piece and the front piece. Kivon sha'koil nase b'ksiva achas, it was done with one stroke. All of it was done, hare ha'koil echad, it's all one, and therefore you have to rewrite the whole thing. The same thing would be, almost done, v'chein chav p'shuta. If you have a chav, which we also call an endach, chaf, a lange chaf, a long chaf, which is comes at the end of the letter, versus a folded chaf, which is in the middle of the letter. Shetzorich li yisraglo arucha kiflaim kigago. The rule is that the leg needs to be double its roof. The leg of the long chaf needs to be twice the size of the roof of the of that letter. Sheloi tidma l'reish, so that it doesn't look like a reish. A reish also has a top and a line. This, you want it to be a chav, and it's have twice the top. But he went and made it a wide roof, which is the size of the leg. So im eina yochel limshech raglo shetia kaflaim kinegedo kigago. But now he has a problem. He cannot pull it too long because it's going to go into the next line. So he wrote a very wide one. And because he wrote it very wide, he made the roof very wide. So now he has to make a very long leg, twice the size of the roof. But he can't do that because it's going to go too far down. And it's going to mess up the line that's beneath it. So then you have to erase the entire roof, the entire top. You can't just shorten it and then make a leg twice the size of the roof, but you have to raise the whole roof. Since it's all made with one stroke, so you gotta erase it all. You can't just shorten it.
So it is an actual ruling to the size of the letter in certain cases, not all cases.
Yeah, we're going to learn actually. We
because
didn't go through that.
Yeah,
as we go on, we're going to learn.
Right?
Yes.
Because it makes space.
The dimensions.
Yeah, but here, yes, you're absolutely right. But by the chaf, we have a rule.
Okay.
That the it has to be twice. And the various rules as they apply to each one of the letters, we're going to learn as we go down. And we're going to get a good idea of how letters are supposed to be looking. Now he says, "Vafilu b'milas elikecha." Even if he writes the words Elekecha, meaning your God. So now you have a Chaf over there. So what happens if you made a wide Chaf, a live Chaf? He says, Yochel Limcha, he can still erase that level, that letter, because even though it's God's name, your God, but Checha stands for your God. But he has to be careful, he says, not to erase the leg. I'm not sure what he's talking about. I have to understand this. Not to erase the... I have to look at what this means. Let's just want to finish up over here. But he says, "Mashenkein bechartum shel mem," as opposed to the side of the mem. Over there, we're not requiring you to erase the right hand side, the nun over there. Why? She'ein enas b'ksiva achas im tzuras hanun. She'ein enas b'ksiva achas im tzuras hanun. Because the other side, the left side of the mem, the chartum of the mem, isn't done with one stroke. First, you make the nun. And then you do the other side. The same thing is true for any word, any letter which is done with two strokes, two writings. So then, if it's wrong, you can erase one and leave the other one because the other one was done properly. Kigoin, as for example, Hagimel, like the Gimel. The Gimel, you make a line, and then you add a foot to it. Ukayetzeba, and similar to it, dinokimem, the din is like a mem, that if it's wrong, you only erase one part, but the other stroke that you wrote is okay. But if it's something that you write with one stroke, then it's no good. But by the Dalet and the Reish, he said, even though it's two strokes over there, because a Dalet gets two strokes, but if the Reish is the Dali says over there, even the top part was done wrong, because when you write the top part and you make it a square at the end versus a circular, that's already wrong. And of course, later on, if you write afterwards, so that's the exception. But the norm, more in most cases, if it's one stroke, then you got to do the whole thing over again. It doesn't matter. But if it is two strokes, then you can just do the second stroke fix if you need to fix the second one, and then you can use the other one. Okay. Well, just to explain this Sif Chavhei that we were learning in chapter Lamed Beis, we finished the Sif. The Dalet and the Reish, the Dalet has a little, what we call it, he calls it a tag, a little piece that goes further beyond the leg that comes out of it. The Reish has a rounded end. The right hand side, the Reish rounds down, and the Dalet, you see, has a little bit of a piece that comes out of it that's square, that's called the tag of the letter. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch we talked about he needed to write the Reish, you see, so he wanted to do the Reish, and he ended up writing a Dalet. So, what does he need to do in order to fix this? So, if you do the Dalet, so let's say if he's going to fill in and make that leg wider on the right side, he round it off, that's one way of fixing it. But if he doesn't want to do that way, is he just able, will he be allowed just to erase a little bit of that extra tag which is sticking out to the right and then round it off to become a reish? Can he do that?
He said no.
So he said in the Shulchan Aruch no. Why? You following, Eric?
No.
Why? Because that way you'll be creating the reish by scraping off, not by writing it on. See, if you enlarge and you round it off, you add to the leg of the Dalet and turn it into a reish, then you're making a reish by writing. But if you're going to make it into a reish by scraping off some of the extra piece of the dalet, that's called chok toiches. That means that you are creating a word by scraping off. That would be no good. Here, then, the Alter Rebbe went further to explain to us what would be the difference, what should one do. So the Alter Rebbe explained that when he's doing that reish again, basically, he needs to take off the top and the leg, both of them, and rewrite the whole thing. Why? And the Rebbe gives a rationale by it. See, there's two opinions, really. One opinion says, just taking off the top, the called the roof of the letter, by the reish. You see what I'm showing? Just taking off the top would be sufficient. Why? Because what would you be left once you take off the top? Just a leg. A leg like that doesn't represent anything. There's no line like that. That leg is nothing. That's missing. That's not a letter. So when you are going to write, just rewrite the top, according to some opinions, then you are going to be forming the letter. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to erase the bottom. You don't have to erase the leg.
But then, aren't you going over the leg that was there before?
That's okay. But that doesn't matter. But you have some opinions say that you could do that, because the minute you erase that roof, the top of the reish, and you're just left with a stick over there, that's a non-letter. Now that you're writing a new reish, a new top, and you're going to write it correctly, so you're going to have a reish, you're going to be okay. So you're not going to have a problem. That's one opinion. Alter Rebbe says, no, we have to be stringent like the second opinion. Why? Because the way the reish was written, in this case, he wrote a dalet instead of a reish. And the way they write it is, first you write the top, and then you extend the leg. At the time that you extended the leg, right, you were extending a leg from a reish or from a dalet?
Which you intended to make.
Yeah, but so you're extending the, no, not intended. What did you do? You extended the leg of a dalet. And therefore, even that second part is no good. And therefore, according to the second opinion, you have to erase the entire letter and rewrite it all together. So basically, the Alter Rebbe rules that you should do both of them. Because even though there is an opinion that says just removing the roof would be okay, but then you should also remove the leg, a leg to begin with. That is with the reish. Then let's go. Then the Alter Rebbe went on to the letter Chof, Chof Safid. That's on the second line in the chart over here, on the left hand side, the last one. That's a long Chof. Now, what happens is that this person wrote a Chof, as like you're seeing over here, what happens is the chaf by us in the look shape over here, it looks like coming out of the dalet, not like of a reish, but really it's like coming out of a reish. Okay, it's like a reish. I don't know if they have it in this print. It's like that, but it's like a long reish. Now, normally that chaf, what makes it a long chaf, is because its leg needs to be twice as the size of the roof. So the horizontal piece needs to be double the size of the vertical piece. Okay? Now, what the problem is, the person has written, like a Sefer Torah already, or here we're talking about in the Tefillin, we have you can't write it out of order anyways, but that would be another problem. But let's say, not by Tefillin, even though this law is here by Tefillin, but the Alter Rebbe is giving you some general ideas how one will deal with it. So now what happens is like this. That chaf, what happens is, he realized that the leg of the chaf is not long. So now, it looks like a reish. About it looks like a dalet, but it looks like a reish instead of a chaf. The definition of a end chaf is that it's a long leg. It's twice like the roof, but in this case, it's not twice like the roof. So it's a shorted version. So now, The problem is, it looks like a resh, it doesn't look like a chof sofis. So, what would one do to fix it? He would extend the leg, make it longer, right? That would be the normal way, to extend, make the leg longer, so that it'll be, again, if he wrote the chof sofis, the long chof, the straight chof, as he called it, if he wrote it a shorter leg, so that it looks like a resh, it doesn't look like a chaf anymore. What is he supposed to do? You're supposed to increase. Then you just increase the size of the leg, and you make it longer. But what happens if you've already written a row below it in the Torah, and you can't make the leg longer because you're going to go into the next line, you're going to touch the next letter underneath it? How do you go in and fix that? The problem why he has now is because he wrote a very wide roof. If he would written a narrow roof, narrow, not so wide, then the length of that foot would have been twice the width, twice the width of the letter. But in this case,
is there more cups in there?
There's none out there.
Is there any in the room?
I put five out there.
Are there any in the?
I didn't check.
In this case. But in this case, since he wrote a very wide top over there, so now the leg isn't twice as long as the width of the chuf. Now he can't go and pull it further in this case. Why? Because if he's going to pull it any further, he's going to go into the next line. He's going to be touching the leg over there. So what does he do? So over here, basically, we have the same issue that we had before. So then you have to, he says, erase all of the roof of the top and make now a narrower top.
Then you have a space.
No, he's going to erase it, and he's going to connect it to the leg, but he's going to make it a small, not such a wide.
He finished the word already, right?
He pushed forward.
So now.
Oh no, the chaf is at the end of the letter. It's always at the end of the letter. If it landed Lord. It's so at the end of the word.
It'll be a little bit wider between the two words than it was.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. That's space okay. Is, a little bit more space between the words is okay. Yeah, so what's going to happen now is he's going to narrow it. So now that the leg will be equal to that size. Now, in this case, the question becomes, does he have to remove also the leg on the side? It would seem that since when he wrote it, now the Alter Rebbe is sort of vague. When the Alter Rebbe writes this over here, he says like this, this is the wording, I just want to read the wording, what he said. He says, if you do a chop shuta, whose leg needs to be double as the vertical, as the roof, so that it doesn't look like a resh, but he did make, what happened, he happened to make a wide roof, the top was wide. So, if what do you do if you can't drag the leg down further so that it's now double the size of the roof? So, he says, you must erase the entire roof. Now, he doesn't tell you what to do about the leg. Now, this is the sources or the commentaries. Dr. Rebbe quotes like that, just like the roof. So it's, he doesn't tell you that you have to take off the leg also. By the resh before, by the dal and the resh, he told you you have to take off both. In this case, it's interesting. In this case, same thing, like it should be the same argument like we had with the resh. When he wrote the long one, and then he made this stick, the leg. The leg was not a kosher leg because too short. So now that he's fixing it and he's making, he should have to change all of it, it would seem. Yeah? It varies on the type, it really does.
So in other words, in one part of the line could be here and another one it could be down much of it.
But usually we try to keep them, should look the same, nicer, but that's not a problem.
If I put two Torahs together.
Yeah.
Would there be the same distance in my
no,
eyes?
No, 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 not at all, not at all. Depends on the size. Each side
does.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Each one has separate its own side. Okay, but I'm getting back to this point
okay,
over
I
here.
That's why I was saying that.
Over here, so the Alter Rebbe doesn't say clearly, he just says you have to raise the whole roof. But the question becomes, why not also the leg? Just like by the Dalet, we ruled that you need to take off both the top and the side.
Is this the right line or not? He just made it too big.
Okay, well, so what are you saying? What do you mean? He made it too big. So when he wrote that leg,
the leg didn't reach the top, so he had the right letter. On the other one, he was doing a different letter. He didn't do it correctly.
So the distinction, so the way the commentaries make a distinction, it is the distinction that they make is, so it's brought down in the halacha, but the distinction they make is that the leg that comes under the dalet is a totally wrong leg. But over here, the leg that comes under the chaf is not, the only problem is he can't make it long enough.
Exactly, he's making the right line.
But when he was writing that letter, before he wrote the second line, he could have extended it and it would have been the right letter. So the leg of the chaf, and this, the commentaries debate this, is there really a difference or not? But the Alter Rebbe follows the general, that would be sufficient. But here, we come to another problem. This is where the Alter Rebbe also brings down. We come to a problem when you have God's name. So you're not allowed to tamper with God's name. If you have God's name written, you're not even allowed to erase. You have a big problem to erasing God's name. So if you have the word Elokecha, your God, it ends with a letter Chaf at the end. You're not allowed to just erase that letter, because if you're erasing that word Chaf, you're erasing part of God's name. Your God. So the Chum is your, but it's still part of the same word, your God. So if you can't just erase God's name, that's problematic. However, if it's written wrongly, you could fix it in order to fix the name, because right now it's not the correct way. So if it says Elokecha and the last letter is not a Cha, then you're not really tamper. It's not really God's name. But one should tamper as little as possible with God's name. You don't want to tamper too much. In other words, what you must, you must. So since we have two opinions before whether you need to erase also the bottom, the leg, and the Alter Rebbe rules that even on a regular chof, you don't have to do the bottom. Just when it's not God's name, you don't have to go ahead and you can just erase the roof. But certainly the Alter Rebbe says when it comes to God's name, Elokecha, only touch the top and don't touch that leg. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes over here. Basically, you're going to Gimel, you've got to be careful not to touch the leg, because that's not necessary. Since, so the Alter Rebbe cautions, he says, if you're going to, it seems almost that if you want to buy a regular chof, you want to rewrite the whole thing, you could. You don't have to. You can just take the top off. And the Alter Rebbe probably will go along with the other opinions that say that the chof, since you started writing it, it was okay. That would be okay. Yeah, the Ephraim, he's on the Shulchan Aruch, he explains like that. The Mishnah Berurah takes issue with that, you know, the Bira Halacha, you know. So there's, the commentaries are very much into this whole discussion over here, exactly how to figure this out.
It just depends on questions, which one you want to go along with.
Okay. But over here, when it comes to the God's name, that's what the Alter Rebbe rules clearly.
Yeah, right.
When it comes to God's name, he says, listen, you don't need to touch the chaf, only touch what you need to touch. We don't want to touch God's name, anything more than necessary.
Reality,
so doing the roof in God's name would be sufficient.
But the letter was originally a chaf. So the only thing you did is you made it too big on the roof. So it's not that it was a resh. In this case,
why? Okay, so let me ask you, why are you saying that it was originally a chaf? It was originally a resh. He intended to be a chaf, but it was originally a resh.
In this case, it was a chaf, but he made the roof too big.
So he made it into a resh. What does it look like?
It still looks like a chaf. But
no,
no,
it's a resh.
Yeah, but
a short chaf, a long chaf, a chaf. Okay, so I'm saying to you like this, that chaf, what you're looking in the sitter,
yeah,
in your chart, is wrong. It's a resh. Just imagine the chaf having the picture of a resh over there. Oh, that's what they have there. It's a resh with a long leg.
But here they show it more like a dollar.
That's what I said. Okay. That picture is different. It's okay. Different than in the Torah. In the okay. Torah, a chaf is a resh, okay. A long resh. It's a long resh. So therefore, in your case, it would be a long dalet. It wouldn't make a difference really. But the bottom line, but the truth is, it's a long chaf. So instead of a resh, it would be a dalet. I mean, even if you went by the picture over here, then it would be a long dalet. But it's not a dalet. It's a resh with a long leg. That is
but
what.
The basic concept of the design of the letter is correct. It's just that the leg isn't long enough.
Okay, so that is why they're saying that in this case you won't have to erase the leg,
right.
Because the leg by definition is not, could have been the right ways if you could have made it longer, and it, at the time when you were writing it, it was okay. You just, now you can't fix it because you have a line underneath it, but it could be good. As opposed to if it was a dalet, so when you wrote the leg under the dalet and it's supposed to be erased, that leg never had a status of the right letter. It was never a dalet, it was a extended out of a dalet. That's the distinction they want to make. And that's why it's sufficient. But the Alter Rebbe says you can raise the roof, so you don't need to raise the leg. But it seems like if you want to raise the leg too, go ahead and erase it. But then he tells you clearly, but when you're coming to God's name, don't touch that leg, because okay, you got to touch the roof because you got to fix it. You have no choice. But the leg, on the other hand, don't touch.
So at the end of God's name, would you just scrape off a piece of the roof so that it...
That's another. That you can't do either. Because you can't create the letter. You can't create a letter by scraping off.
We did that already.
Okay, that's a very important question that you asked, but that's what we learned in the beginning. You can't just shorten the roof by scraping off, because then you have been forming a letter just by scraping off. And scraping off is not the way to make a letter. The way to make a letter is you have to write it. So you have to erase the entire roof and rewrite it in a shorter way.
We did that when we did spilling, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
That you had to scrape the whole thing.
Okay. Over there you're talking about having parchment. You're getting parchment.
Like the whole roof would have to come off.
Yes, that's right. And to rewrite. But the only precaution he writes here when it comes to God's name, since you don't want to tamper too much, leave whatever you can. Don't do
it. That's what I meant. Trying to leave a least part of the roof.
But that's important to know. But you can't do it that way. You cannot just take off a piece, because then you have been writing the name, the letter Chav, by scraping off. That's not the way to get the letter Chav. Letter Chav has to come by writing on it.